Peace talks between representatives of Colombia's government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as FARC, appear to be over. Foreign diplomats and the United Nations are trying to salvage talks before tonight's deadline established by President Andres Pastrana for the rebels to come up with an alternative peace proposal or pull out of the safe zone. From Granada, a long rebel-controlled territory, Stephen Dudley reports.
Talks between the government and the FARC broke down on Wednesday as the two squabbled over a 16,000-square-mile area in the south of the country. The government handed over to the guerrillas in order to jumpstart the peace process 3 years ago. Critics say the rebels have used the zone to run drugs, stockpile weapons, and hold kidnapped victims. Beginning in October of last year, President Pastrana put restrictions on foreigners entering and leaving the zone and began sending surveillance planes to fly over the area. The FARC complained, and the subsequent rupture has forced the diplomatic community to step in. After a third day of mediation from the rebel-controlled enclave, UN Special Envoy James Lemoyne told reporters that he and diplomats from 10 countries meeting with Pastrana in Bogota would work until the deadline, if necessary, to salvage the talks. I ask the country, Lemoyne said, and those who want peace to pray a little bit tonight. As the clock ticks, Colombia's military is positioning itself to retake the guerrilla-controlled zone. In a gas station in Granada, just north of FARC territory, a Colombian army officer instructs his soldiers to fill up their tanks. 10 military tanks sit in a line waiting for the pump. The officer, who does not want to speak into the microphone, says morale is high. When asked why he's filling up, the officer simply says, just in case. About 50 miles away, inside FARC-controlled territory in a town called La Julia, a boy shaves from a block of ice to make a snow cone. Despite the seemingly calm scene, the inhabitants here are shuddering with fear. They are worried about Air Force bombings and heavy combat between the army and guerrillas. One La Julia store owner, who doesn't want to give his name, says many people may be killed by right-wing paramilitary groups because they think La Julia residents are guerrilla collaborators just because they lived under FARC rule. Everyone knows that once the army comes through, he says, then just behind them are the private justice groups. This man says the stigma for La Julia residents is so great that many in town can't leave FARC territory, lest risk their lives. He hopes the government and the guerrillas can work out their differences so that he can continue to live in the relative peace he's known since the negotiations began 3 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Granada, Colombia.